He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the midweek edition. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. It is 11/10/21. And it is the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and cohort CFA Barry Kite.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. And, you know, it's a day we are making a comeback. Now, the NASDAQ was down about 110. And the Dow was down more, but now we're now, Dow's down just 12 now to 36,307. NASDAQ is only down 42 right now to 15,843. S&P 500 down 3 to 4682. We'll be talking about why gold and silver are moving today. And the hottest print on CPI in 30 years, that will be coming up. I hope you've had a chance to take a little dive into that. I know ribeye steaks have doubled over the last 12 months. And we're waiting for a plant-based ribeye steak, you know, to come out at Hall's Chop House. Russell 2000 down to 24.25. Crude oil up a nickel, 84.20. There seems to be no stopping it. I keep hearing $100 is inevitable. We'll see. Nothing's ever inevitable in the market. But here's your winner for the day, gold. Gold up $34 per ounce, and that is the strongest sector in the market so far, the gold miners, 1865. And we did note a breakout in gold this past week. Silver also breaking out. It's even a bigger winner than gold. Silver way more volatile than gold. It's up 85 cents to 25.17. And what are interest rates doing today? Wow, up 7 basis points after that hot print, 1.50. And Bitcoin's up 1,300, new high, 68,417. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show. Barry, I have so many stories today. I don't know how many we'll get through, but It's a fun time to be alive. It's fun to watch all that is going on, all the cross currents across the world, across the economy, across America, even right on down to the gas pump. You know, there's just so much that's going on right now. And I think my lead story, well, first let's just, yesterday was the first day, we had a 9-day win streak in the NASDAQ. We had a little bit of a sell-off yesterday, mostly led by Tesla and PayPal, okay? Those two stocks impacted the market. Tesla today, and I got to say that's probably part of the comeback in the NASDAQ, Tesla is now up 4.3%. Here comes Tesla on the outside, you know, making up ground. Wow, look at Tesla starting to go. I did watch the Breeders' Cup over the weekend, and it's like a horse, you know, that drops back, and now he's coming on again. Here comes Tesla. Tesla is up today after yesterday. Well, we know that Elon, we don't know. We think Elon's a big seller right now. And we also know that for whatever reason, Tesla sold a lot fewer vehicles to China than they have previously. Now, today we get jobless claims a day early. I guess Friday's Veterans Day. Does that help us?
Well, yeah, tomorrow's Veterans Day, so they moved up. It's a plethora of information economically for today because they, you know, anything that was coming out, supposed to come out tomorrow, is now coming out today. So they just, they flooded us with
A moment, for a fleeting moment, I thought we'd get a day off tomorrow, but no, not the case. The market will be open for Veterans Day, but the Fed will be closed. Jobless claims 267,000, but the lead story is inflation, the CPI, 6.2%. That is the hottest number in 30 years. And the dictionary, Merriam-Webster dictionary, is taking the word transitory out of the dictionary today. I don't think the word, we're not going to hear that word anymore. This is here to stay. And I've been predicting, I've been on leaning on the side of this is here to stay. I've been asked by many people, is this inflation just transitory? I said, no, I don't think it is. What do you see? Have you had a chance to dive into the different components of the inflation number?
Well, I think the main thing is it was, you know, it's broad, right? I mean, they're, you know, essentially most of the components advanced over the month. I mean, that to me, that tells you that it's broad-based inflation. It's not, you know, when we first started seeing this initially, right, it was in, you know, inputs, right? You're in various commodities. But now you're seeing it, you know, move through lots of pieces of the economy, whether it's medical care, right? Household furnishings, you know, all of these things started out commodities and now they're coming through in finished goods. And that, I think that's, I mean, even in alcohol beverages, right? I mean, there's literally broad-based inflation across, you know, the entire spectrum. And that's where, to me, it gets more concerning, right? Because, you know, how many prices go down, right? Mostly once prices are go up and consumers pay for those prices, right? You know, they tend to be sticky at that point, right?
Yeah, and energy up 32%. But still, I mean, the one that sticks out to me, ribeye steak has doubled in 12
right.
months.
Well,
unbelievable.
The food reports I've been watching, you know, some of the hedgers in the food production business, right? A lot, you know, what they're hedging the most of is energy, right? Because,
yeah,
you know, to process the food, right, requires
yes.
energy, and that's, you know, that's the one thing that you can tie everything back to. So it's certainly
yeah.
concerning.
Oh, well, and it's you know, I'm just hearing, I'm seeing tweets about President Biden kind of freaking out over all of this, and, you know, going to his economic council and saying, hey, we got to do something here. This does not bode well for, you know, the midterm elections next year. The big one is going public today, Rivian Automotive, R-I-V-N. We'll be watching that. I had a listener from the West Coast send me an email yesterday. He said, I was going to work this morning, Gunnarsson, listening to the show, and a Rivian truck passed me by on the freeway. Is that an omen?
Was Jeff Bezos in the truck?
I don't know who was driving the truck. Maybe the CEO driving it to the Pacific Stock Exchange out there. But it's going to come out. This is more evidence of a bubble. You know, yesterday it was a lingerie company merging with an electric vehicle maker. Still no word on the name of the vehicle they'll be making. You know, I don't know. But Rivian's going to come out at a higher market cap than FedEx. Okay? Well, how many Rivian trucks are out there on the freeways, on the highways, the byways, the roads, and the bridges? Rivian is going to come out with a market cap of $70 billion. That's more than FedEx or Capital One, which are well-seasoned companies that have been around for a long time. Long time. And if I were to point to two bubbles, I'm a veteran. I'm a survivor of the 2000.com bubble collapse, not crash, collapse. To me, the two biggest bubbles are in the digital currencies and in this electric vehicle battery charging industry. I realize it has big growth potential. But when a company like Rivian comes out at a bigger market cap than FedEx, which has a worldwide network of airplanes and, you know, trucks and employees, a well-seasoned company, it's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. So just take it from somebody who's seen this story before, seen this movie before. Okay, here's a nano cap that I got to mention here before we go to break, because this stock is up, RNXT. The concept here, this is a biotech. It's up 110% today. This is the stock of the day so far. That's more than doubled. They have a technology that can deliver the chemotherapy directly through the artery, through, you know, kind of like angioplasty, I suppose, on the heart. And instead of, you know, having to go undergo chemotherapy, this delivers that chemotherapy directly to the organ itself or the tumor itself. And that stock is soaring today, up 113% after their presentation somewhere. They were at the pancreatic cancer presentation and pretty impressed with their technology. So, man, there's a couple others, too, that are soaring today. I think we're going to be talking a lot about individual stocks today that are really on the move. But RNXT, recent IPO, you can take a look at that one. This is Bill Gutterson, Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. I would say that for now, the strongest sector I'm seeing out there is the gold and silver sector, and the weakest sectors I'm seeing, the software sector's having a pretty good round of profit taking today. It's been red hot recently. The chip sector also seeing a little bit of profit taking. Not Ring Central, however. That would be my another stock of the day there. We owned Ring Central last year in the emerging growth portfolio. We sold it at about 278. We made 38, 40% on it last year. I never got back into it. It proceeded to go to 405 after we sold it, but now it sold off big time back in February and March with all of the other high-tech, high-growth stocks. And today, however, one of the stocks of the day, it's up $61 per share. This was kind of a COVID play, like Zoom, you know, where you it allows firms to communicate with their staff via voice, text, fax, on multiple devices. Big day for RNG. That stock's up 26% today. We don't have any position in it. Another one that's sailing higher today is SAIL. S-A-I-L. Wow, that's a big move. Designs and develops and markets identity governance software that helps organizations. And, of course, that's becoming a big topic, company governance. Now we're giving scores. What is it, ESG scores?
ESG scores, yeah. Greenwashing, a new, another new term for you know, for your financial dictionary, along with transitory.
I saw another one, too, yesterday that I can't remember the acronym for it. But anyway, SailPoint, S-A-I-L, is up 22% today. It is sailing. And one other one, you know, DoorDash. I don't see how there's a big profit in delivering soggy French fries to people, but there must be. And DoorDash is making a big purchase. They're basically becoming the king of the jungle in this area of the world of delivery of food, which, you know, started to first show up before COVID, maybe a few years before COVID. And during COVID, it really took flight. And it seems that DoorDash is emerging, you know, just like in the online sales, Amazon eventually emerged as the leader. Tesla eventually emerged as the leader in the EV industry. Now you've got DoorDash emerging as the major player in the delivery industry. Its market cap is now $74 billion, and they're taking on, they're buying a big European a company called Wolt. It's actually out of Finland. I believe it's the pride of Helsinki, and that will give DoorDash, you know, a big leg up there. It is an A-plus momentum stock right now. I will say that, but we don't own DoorDash. I don't see that as being a highly profitable business. It's got a bigger market cap right now than Chipotle. Okay, this is the ETF I've been waiting for, Barry. There was one earlier on shorting the SPACs. It hasn't done real well because the SPACs continue to do well. But here's one that's going to short Cathie Wood's ARK ETF. And it's, the name of it is SARK, S-A-R-K instead of A-R-K-K. You know, she likes to be controversial. I read a little story on her, and she's kind of been like that her entire career. And she is very strongly opinionated, in other words, almost like it's a sure thing that this thing's going to go up. That's kind of been her trademark over the years. And she has a pretty, it's kind of boomer bust. She has a very much boomer bust kind of returns over the years. But anyway, CEO and CIO Matthew Tuttle is coming out with an ETF. He says many investors with whom we speak are cautious on current valuations for unprofitable, innovative companies. So we'll be adding that to the app as soon as it comes out. SARK. Which is the opposite of ARK. Okay, CEO Tim Cook admits, too, he has crypto. You know, I get asked all the time. Of course, sure, I have a little crypto stashed away, you know. I think in a world of being diversified and not having all your eggs in one basket, a little bit makes sense. I think there's a lot of millennials and whatnot out there, Mary, that might have. That's all they own. It's all they're invested in is crypto. But Tim Cook says he's been invested for a while in crypto. Of course, he's the CEO of Apple. But unlike MicroStrategy, which is actually using crypto, as in their balance sheet instead of cash, he's not going to do that for Apple. That's the way I feel about crypto. If you want to own some yourself, go ahead. But I'm not going to put people into crypto-based investments. Maybe the picks and shovels of it all.
Right. NVIDIA, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
AMD, right? They make some of the chips for the mining, which is, you know, indirect exposure, but... Yeah, I think, like you said, from a portfolio level, just the amount, the sheer volatility of it almost, yeah. At least makes it uninvestable at a portfolio level. It doesn't mean that we get questions all the time. It doesn't mean you don't hold some on your own, but inside a portfolio, it's a bit different.
Yeah, and I know that I was looking inside of Cathie Wood's holdings, which she publishes every day. You can see all their holdings in every portfolio. And she also sends out an email of what they did in each portfolio every day. So she's a lot cheaper than following me. It's free. But, she's flat on the year with ARKK. And I noticed she did own GBTC in one of her ARK portfolios. And that's the one I own to get exposure to crypto, GBTC. Okay, and I remember when Panera Bread was a hot stock back in 2000, around the dot-com era, and it went private for a long, long time, and now it's coming back as a public company via a SPAC, HUGS. But I would just say that, you know, Panera, in its day, was very much like Chipotle. I mean, it was sweeping America with new stores, and it had kind of a little cult following to it. I would just say that Panera's Bread's best days are far, far behind it in the rearview mirror. Of course, this is how some companies make money, right? They take a company public, you know, the public forgets about it. You know, they do a little bit, tweak a little things, and then they bring it, they take it private, and then they bring it public again. And make a lot of money. So anyways, Panera will be going public once again. The symbol is HUGS, H-U-G-S. All right, a lot more stocks. Man, there's one that tripled. How about an IPO that tripled yesterday? Why? This is Bill Gutterson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. The Dow up, down 60 right now. Bitcoin's up 900. That's a new high, 68,350, closing in on 70,000. The Nasdaq's down 60 right now. I would say weakness in the semiconductor sector. I mean, the software sector, there's a couple big losers in the software sector, Unity Software and Upstart Software, which have been a couple of big winners recently, but they reported less than expected on the earnings side, and those two stocks are selling off hard and taking the causing some profit-taking to reverberate throughout the sector there. Okay, more stories. There's Hertz. Oh, man, Hertz went away. Hertz went through bankruptcy. And, you know, they eventually get some weird symbol like HTZYY or something like that, and they trade on the pink sheets. But it's back. HTZ is set to start trading under its old ticker, after a round trip out of bankruptcy with a new public offering of shares. So there, I just think this shows, Barry, that there's no shortage of capital, you know, sloshing
around
out
possible,
there.
Right? Yeah, I mean, just to, yeah, and you made a great point earlier when you said in terms of, you know, a crash versus a, you know, versus a collapse, right? And, you know, a crash, right, is, you know, it has the ability to come back, right? I mean, a lot of those names in .com, right, that capital was gone, right?
Gone.
Poof. And it wasn't coming back. So it's a,
nope.
You know, and, you know, you don't get a lot of these, we're after Halloween already, but you don't get a lot of these names rising from the dead. So, you know, this is one of those unique situations where,
yeah,
you know, you have a round trip. It didn't go private, didn't do anything, you know, it just went into bankruptcy, like you said, and magically is back. And it's only been 18, feels like an eternity, but it's probably only been, what, 18 months maybe?
Yeah, they had no problem raising $1.3 billion, but of course, look, how can it miss? It's got Tom Brady as its spokesman.
Yeah, and now, well, we got Elon, right? They're doing Tesla and everything else, right?
Yes.
They're doing whatever works.
Yeah. Okay,
the best thing I heard was that the CEO said that they're going to try to make it to where you can get off the plane, take your phone up to the side of the car, put it up against the car, and then you can drive off. So you don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have to wait in line. You just hop in your car and go like,
yeah,
it's your own car,
okay,
which, you know,
yeah,
seems like a, you know.
Do you have to
a lot
return
of headaches
it?
Out. I think at some point you will.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Okay. Now, here's some more signs of some craziness in the market. This thing came public at 9 yesterday. Society Pass. SOPA. S-O-P-A. They are headquartered in Carson City, California. I've been to Carson City. I mean, it's, you know, like, it's not exactly the garden spot. A lot of traffic, you know, and, you know, but Society Pass, they offer a platform for technology companies to work together in changing how consumers, merchants interact with each other. And it supposedly has a lot to do with Asia. It's an online commerce platform, for users alongside with, Hot AB Biz, a convenient order management app for business partners on SOPA.Asia. So you can go to the website, thesocietypass.com, if you want to try to figure out a little bit more of what they do. But, you know, how do you argue a stock that went from $9 in its IPO yesterday. It's 63 today. That's a seven bagger, just like that. Now, somebody blew it in taking this thing public, right? Because they left a lot of money on the table here. But there you go. There's your IPO of the month, maybe. Surging 230% yesterday and then surging again. Wow, the symbol is SOPA. Here's another one that's getting ready to go public, and I've seen many of these go public. In fact, we were involved in a IPO many years ago. It was a soup plantation, and it was buffet. It was a salad bar. Well, Sweet Green is getting ready to go and do their IPO. They've got tennis star Naomi Osaka as a backer. Oh, and it'll come public at about a valuation of $2.7 billion, something like that. Sweet Greens, you want to make sure you watch that one. I've seen every one of these, whether it's Sweet Tomatoes or Soup Plantation, every one of these buffet-type salad bar companies, every one of them have gone out of business. But there will be no, you know, there'll be no shortage of excitement for the latest one before it goes through the lettuce shredder. Okay, here's someone saying, I totally disagree with this. I disagree with Kathy Wood on this, and I disagree with Rahul Sood, CEO of Esports Betting. They say that Twitter is the most underlooked metaverse play. Twitter has been a terrible stock, a terrible stock. Here's what the app has to say about Twitter. You know, for whatever reason, Dorsey's never really been able to monetize Twitter like he should. It's currently ranked 4,859 out of 6,000. It has a P.E. ratio of 268. Should we be all over Twitter here, Barry, with all of this explosion in the metaverse?
Well, I would suggest going to read our article on Seeking Alpha about Facebook, where we, you know, part of it was comparing, you know, Facebook to the valuation of Twitter and the future prospects. And, you know, I think you'll come to the same, you know, you'll come to a conclusion where, you know, we prefer Facebook, over Twitter. And probably will for the foreseeable future.
And I'm just looking at the expected 5-year growth rate for Twitter going forward. These are the analysts that cover the company. There's no shortage of analysts that cover Twitter. The 5-year compound average growth rate that is the consensus estimate right now is 10% per year. Okay, that's pretty bad when you've got other companies out there that are 25, 20, 30, 35%. For whatever reason, it just lacks the growth and growth expectations that a lot of these other ones currently possess. Okay, here's one of the disasters of the day, Upstart, UPST. This was another one that just soared, okay? This thing went public last year at $30 per share. It recently hit $400 per share. I'm telling you, the more I watch this and see this before my eyes, the more I flash back to January, February, March of 2000, and even, you know, December, November, October of 1999, when moves like this were being made. What does Upstart do? They provide a cloud-based artificial intelligence lending platform shared between consumers and lenders to enable effortless credit. That sends up a red flag to me.
Those two words together, effortless credit, do not.
That is a massive red flag.
I'm thinking of 0809 when you said that.
Okay, so you can go to Upstart. I guess you can invest in these, right? You can be the lender.
It's a crowd, you know, a lot of these started out, I think, probably under different names in the past. You know, remember you had, there was a couple other ones, but yeah, it was, you know, it's the crowd lending, and, you know, essentially it's mostly it's unsecured debt, right? So essentially you become, you know, the bank or, you know, on an unsecured loan. And, of course, you know, the interest rates are going to be higher to do so. But in downturns of the economy, the first thing you stop paying for is are these types of loans, right? Because they're unsecured.
Exactly.
People still pay for their cable bill and their internet bill. The things you stop paying on and first are your unsecured creditors, and that's and that's this. So.
Upstart missed their earnings estimates. That stock is down $61 per share today, or 20%.
Well, look at the future earnings estimates. I mean, they're expected to earn less in Q4, right, than they did in Q3. They're expected to earn less in Q1 of 22 than they earned in Q3. So stocks follow earnings, Bill.
Yeah, it's lost almost half of its value in just 4 weeks. You know, here's just one other thing as we go to break here. Things go down a lot faster than they go up. That's been my experience in the market. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back with the stocks that stand out to us today.
You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, we'll be I'm already thinking about the newsletter again this week. I did make a big purchase yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. Don't tell anybody now. You know, anyways, we did make a big purchase and put a lot of money to work in an area that I continue to like. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, I do have a lot of tools for the do-it-yourselfer. The app is almost up to 6,000 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. I continue to work with the team that's doing the massive upgrades to it all. A few more things to tweak, but that's just $9.99 per month to look up. You know, you find a stock, look up that ranking. I told you about Twitter just a while ago, 4,850 out of 6,000. That means move on to the next one, next, next, next. And, you know, it really narrows down the universe that you got to search through. And then I have the live trading. When I make a buy like I did yesterday, I send it out, via email and an instant message on people's devices who have the Apple subscription. And then, of course, for those who say, I don't have time to be watching for emails to make changes and whatnot, I'm a fee-based money manager, and you can hire us to be your money manager. You can go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And, Barry, most of the, you know, people that are interested eventually kind of end up with you to talk to, and you, you go through all of the questions and whatnot that need to be asked as you're a certified financial planner, too, so that comes in handy. All right, the three stocks today, if I can get to all three, I think I have to mention a gold stock today just because, generally speaking, in the past, and I don't see why it would be any difference, if inflation remains hot, gold and silver have historically been the hedge against inflation, any kind of hard asset, even land, anything that's a tangible hard asset. Anglo Gold I've gone to in the past, AU, because not only is Anglo Gold a gold stock, it is also a growth gold stock. Consider that over the last 5 years, AU has delivered 77% per year average annual growth. You know, as far as I know, that's probably the best growth gold stock out there. And, of course, with the symbol AU, we remember from our chemistry days, and I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Barry Goldwater ran for president, and there were bumper
stickers. A handful
stickers,
of times, right?
AUH2O, which, and there was even a six-pack of like a Mountain Dew-type drink called Goldwater, AUH2O. So AU is the symbol. It's a South African gold producer with 13 operations in 8 countries located in South Africa. It's shows up on my list today. I think it shows up in the rising in rank. I'm going to just look at it really fast here. I think that's the list that it comes in on today. Yeah, it was up 1,480 points in rank. Yesterday, it moved from 3383 to 1903. So that's the one it shows up on. We'll see. We haven't seen a gold move follow through in a long time, though. I'll just warn you on that. We've seen a lot of attempted rallies in the gold stocks fizzle out. The second one, I think I'll just do two. The second one I would mention here, advertising, online advertising, digital advertising. We made a ton of money in the trade desk, and we cashed in February of this year, March, with a huge profit, one of the biggest winners we've ever had. And, you know, it's back up, pushing against its all-time highs once again. But there's a competitor. There's a lot of competitors. But one that I watched go public, and I kind of you know, talked about it as it was going public, is PubMatic, P-U-B-M, out of Redwood City, California. That's more up in the Bay Area there. P-U-B-M, PubMatic, provides integrated inventory data and advertising revenue optimization platform for digital publishers. Now, I read a statistic today of the growth of digital advertising. It's enormous. It's absolutely enormous. To me, that's the metaverse. That's got to be part of the metaverse, all of this digital advertising that is going on, whether it's in, you know, the just about everything, you know, the podcast we listen to, the games, the computer games people are playing. There's digital advertising everywhere. And PubMatic had a blowout earnings today, and that stock's up 30%. So those are the two that I would just bring to your attention. These are not recommendations. These are just examples of best stocks now, AU and PubMatic. Okay, Barry, any final words of wisdom there on
well,
the inflation?
Rivian. Rivian will make you fall out of your seat. I think I just saw something where it's expected to be come out around, a little over 100 a share now. So you know, it's going to be over 100 plus billion. You know, who knows if it will stay there? I think the headline I saw, shock valuation, was what they referred to as the 100 billion dollar tag on that name. But
and
we'll see how it plays out.
By contrast, Ford Motor Company, which has been around since Henry Ford, is an $80 billion company. Rivian surpasses that in one day. And how many trucks does it have out there on the road? If this ain't a bubble, I don't know what is. But it is what it is. It's not going to end well. And that's why we always have our eyeballs in the rear view mirror of our Rivian truck, looking for the valuation monsters to catch up and just swallow a bunch of these sectors of the market at some point in the future. But until then, we're going to continue to make hay while the sun is shining. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or go online, get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade.
Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.